God bless you and welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to Midwatch with Riff on Thursday, August 13th. And we're here live at the studio and trying to broadcast another show. That way we can help you get blessed. Amen. Let me just give you our address. It's Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And our email address is therev@davidyanezministries.com or david@revmedianetwork.com. All those things, you can find us there at revministries.com, revmedianetwork.com, and so on and so on. Just hit one of our sites. We appreciate you listening. I was having a conversation with my pastor this afternoon during lunch, and we're just talking, and we're just amazed at the numbers that we're seeing online. And we're seeing a lot of people find our website, a lot of people find the station, and I build websites all the time, and I put the tags in and everything, and it's just been amazing, really amazing how God is bringing this station together, from getting the equipment that we needed to getting even the small things as far as like the small adapters and stuff for the learning how to make the show work with the stuff that we have has been a blessing. But everything's coming together, and I think that it's because our heart is pure. We're really trying to make things to where we can reach people. We have had people all the way from Russia, all the way from China, Great Britain, Canada, different places from around the world, Romania, that are listening to this station. And what that is telling me is that people out there are seeking good content. They're seeking God on the internet. Amen. I know a few weeks ago I shared with you a story about a ministry that had a million websites, a million souls saved in one month. And that was on 10,000 on each website. They had 90 websites and 10,000 on each site. Close to a million people were saved, and that's on a monthly basis. What that also shows us that people are going to the internet. People, I don't know if you've ever been to Christian Post or CBN News. You can go to any of those sites, and you'll get the current news that you have, that you'll see on your news stations. But then if you go into Christian News and you go into World News, you'll get a whole different type of viewpoint on it. It's amazing how media has changed and how people are wanting media. We're not waiting for the news reports. We're out there digging for news, and that's a good thing. That's the same thing happening in our hearts. We're not waiting for Sunday service, and we're not waiting for Wednesday service, but we're out there searching for the Word of God, what we need today. And that is why this station's here. This station is not here just for me to have a porch to stand on to speak, but it's here so I can bring good content, bring good men of God, influential, very positive men of God with the power of God in their heart and in their voice, and that can teach you and instruct you, and you can get something that you need from one of our guests, one of our hosts, one of our regulars, whatever. It's a good thing. And that's why today I have my pastor here with me again, and we're going to do another show. And this one is In Time, Transferring Wealth, I believe.
That's right.
And Pastor David, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
And he is awesome, Pastor. I want to direct you on my website, if you could. If you ever wonder what's happening at our church on Sundays, you can now go to our website and look at church services streams. And if you look at church services streams, you'll see a line of pastors there with their Sunday service. Their most recent show or most recent service that they had at their church, they email it to us or they mail us a CD, and we'll put that on until they send us another program or replace it. And I'm trying to get them to get in their shows to me regularly, but when you're dealing with different people have different levels of their understanding, recording and all that, so we're working with them, so it's no big deal. But you'll get a good flavor, if you want to call it that, a good flavor of all different types of preachers on our website. You can hear their Sunday service. I put the address there. I put the phone number there. So if you want to call and find out directions to the church, if you're in that area, it's a good thing to promote other ministries. Now, that's one thing that we do is we promote other people. And if you submit and you promote, God's going to promote you. Amen, Pastor?
Amen.
And Pastor has his show, his service on there. He has his most recent Sunday morning service. So if you want to hear Pastor preach, you just go on there, click on the browser, on the player, and when you click on the player, you hear his most recent Sunday service. And I think that's a unique thing that our ministry is doing. I don't know of any other ministry that's out there that is having a complete sermon tree of services like that from all over the nation, is what our goal is, and all over the world eventually. And it's going to be a good thing. I see positive things happening with this ministry and with the streams that we're getting more inventive, more creative, and it just takes time. It takes time to know where you can go. But the one thing that I can say is that I don't wait for someone else to do it for me. I get up and I try and figure it out myself. And if I can't do it, I'll ask for help. But that's the thing I think is the main goal and main focus for anyone that's trying to do anything for God is you can't wait sometimes. You got to get up. And if you want people to come to church, go get people. If you want people to come to different events, go do something. And right now, it's a testimony. I believe that the station's a testimony, Pastor, don't you think?
I do.
It's a testimony just of us making an effort to reach people and taking the skills that I've had and adapting it to serve the Lord in the way that it's working. And people are joining up and people are getting in touch. We have over 500 visitors right now that are constantly coming back. We have over 1,000 new visitors every month. And then we have over 13,000 hits on a monthly basis. Now, that may not be up to par with some other organizations, but you got to remember, this station's just been born, and it's been moving, and it's been good. But we've been doing radio for quite a time. We've been doing radio for at least 5 years, and it's all the skill that we've learned on that has been anointed and blessed, and we're bringing it out to you in the form of a station now, and we're just going to be doing better and better. So, Pastor, tell us what you got there for us.
Okay, we're going to talk about the end time wealth transfer, but I'd just like to make this statement on what you were saying is I know that the station is going to prosper because you're helping other ministries prosper.
Amen.
And the best way for your dream to come true, and when I say you, I'm talking about all the listeners, is the best way for your dream to come true is to sow a seed to help somebody else's.
Amen.
And so it's a blessing to be here today. We're talking about end time wealth transfer. So that should get us a little bit excited. Everybody likes a little wealth transfer. Amen?
Amen.
And this principle of wealth transfer has been available to God's people for a long time. But I believe that at this time, as we enter into the last days, that we're just entered into a time of a beginning of the acceleration of the wealth transfer and what a lot of people commonly refer to as the end time wealth transfer. Ecclesiastes 2:26 says, "For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God." And Proverbs 13:22, "A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just." So this principle has been around for a long time, but there's an acceleration of it because we have a lot of things we have to do in a short time to do it. It's like that song, "We Got a Long Way to Go and a Short Time
song
to Get There."
That's Smokey and the Bandit.
And so God is accelerating or shortening the time between seed time and harvest.
And you could think of it this way. You looked at your grandfather's church, and I think all of us can, if we were brought up in this, we can remember our grandfather's church and stuff, and how long it took them to get something, and how long they had to pray, and how long they had to sow to get it. And now it's different. And Pastor's going to explain to you.
Amen. Now, there's a lot of people in our country and in our government that believe there should be a wealth transfer from those that have to those that have not. And I guess on the surface, it sounds real sweet and spiritual. But this is a counterfeit from Satan, and this notion is contrary to the Word of God. Now, some of you might be gasping and saying, "What?" Yes, because let me just, this would be the key verses of the show today. Luke 19, verse 24 through 26, from the parable of the 10 pieces of money, Jesus is speaking. "And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. For I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him."
Amen.
That doesn't sound like take it from the haves to the have not. In fact, it really says the opposite.
Amen. Now, if you have questions about anything Pastor's talking about, I just have to throw this in. I just logged into Chattango. So if you have a specific question that you'd like to ask Pastor about what he's talking about, just chat with me on Chattango. That is at the bottom of your screen. That is on the where the players are at. They're inside the player on the bottom, and where there's the players at the top of the page. And you may be listening from one of our sister sites. Then that right there is at the bottom of the page somewhere, and you'll find it says Chattango, and it has my name on there, and it says that I'm in there. So, Pastor, go ahead. But I just wanted to give them a little plug to let them know to give us some questions. We want feedback on this.
Right, because there might be some people in shock right now. But that sounds like the way the disciples responded, because they still needed to get their mind renewed to be transformed, and that's why Jesus was teaching them. And this sounds like some people in politics today. And they said unto him, Lord, he had 10 pounds. That doesn't seem right. Well, the Bible says there's a way that seems right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So, as we're in this accelerated end-time wealth transfer, I believe we've just entered into its infant stage. And to take full manifestation of this, God's people must take dominion over time. Oh, some more people just fainted. And that's why I'm currently writing a book called Inhabiting Eternity on the Earth that deals with dominion over time, space, gravity, natural laws. And but this transfer from the rich to the poor, it's not what I'm trying to say is it's not from the rich to the poor. It won't even be from the lost to the saved. Oh, there's some more. They're going to have to have questions. It's going to be from those who are afraid to work kingdom principles, even if they're saved, to those who are walking the narrow way and walking according to kingdom principles and thereby gaining by trading. And to get a full understanding of this, Brother David, if we could take a look in Luke chapter 19, the parable of the 10 pieces of money, starting in verse 12. And the principles revealed in this parable have always been in the earth and are vital to our prosperity in the Lord, but they are especially important in these last days. So let's just look at 12 through 14. He said, therefore, this is Jesus speaking, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. Well, that nobleman, of course, is Jesus. It's pretty obvious.
Amen.
He left this earth to receive his kingdom, and he's going to someday return. And his citizens indeed hated him and rejected him. John 1:11 says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Isaiah 53:3 says he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. We despised him, and we esteemed him not. So this definitely, the nobleman is Jesus. And notice it says he called his servants, not the ungodly. It's the servants of Jesus that he's talking about, and it's the servants of Jesus that he is talking to. And so this parable is about God's people. Each servant got 1 pound, and they were to occupy or put the pounds to work until his return. All right, verse 15. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Wow, one thing to notice is that Jesus was talking about money. He said to whom he had given the money. Isn't that what it says, Brother David?
Yes, it is.
And so this parable is about how we handle our money. And it tells us one day when Jesus returns, he's going to ask his servants, he's going to ask each of us how we handled the money that he gave us. And notice he didn't ask, well, how much money do you have? He's not going to ask that. He didn't ask, well, how much did you gain through the work of your hands? He's not going to ask that. He wanted to know how much gain or increase they produced. And it wasn't just any increase, but how much they gained by trading. In other words, how much increase did they generate by investing the money that he had entrusted into their hands? That's pretty clear, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Verse 16 through 17. Then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thy good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. Now notice the increase of 10 pounds. And when his master saw the increase, he was so pleased that he rewarded him directly proportional to his gain or to his increase. Increase of 10 pounds, 10 cities. Verse 18 and 19. And the second came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. This servant was also rewarded according to the increase that he had developed through investing. Let's continue. Verse 20 through 22. Just stop me anytime, David, if you got a comment or question.
Oh, that's okay. I just make myself comfortable. All my right. Legs are kind of tired.
And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I have kept laid up in a napkin. For I feared thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou layest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. Thou knewest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wow. So this servant did not invest for just one reason: fear. Fear is always the reason that we don't invest. When we turn down an opportunity to invest, it's because we are afraid that what we will lose, what we do have, while we're trying to make a gain.
Absolutely.
Every one of us has been presented investment opportunities.
Sometimes it's hard to, and I don't mean to break in right there, sometimes it's just, and I can speak out of my own personal experience as well, it's hard to let go of what's in your hand sometimes. But that's where the trust comes in.
Right. And so we've all, you know, if we're wise, we've passed up most of our investment opportunities.
Yeah, that's true.
But when you didn't invest, there was only one reason. You were afraid you were going to lose what you did have.
Yes.
While you were trying to make a gain.
Now God does take, he never takes you to go give me $1,000. He has to first teach you how to give 10. And I mean, your faith has to grow. I mean, you can't just automatically jump in and say, I'm going to start giving. I mean, you probably could, but can't just say, I'm going to start giving $1,000, because you're never going to get used to giving $1,000 unless you can give $10.
That's right.
$20, $100. It has to grow. Your faith has to grow in giving.
He'll work with you right where you are.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
He'll never ask you if you don't have the faith to get it.
And so I think we've established fear is the factor that stops investments.
And what's fear, Pastor? You're always telling me this.
It is the opposite of faith.
Amen. I like how he said that.
Okay. So fear was the result of a lack of knowledge and trust of the nobleman. And fear keeps us from obeying God. It's because we don't trust God, because we don't have the knowledge of his goodness. That's why I wrote the book, The Goodness of God. Both those are available on this website and at emetrochurch.com.
Absolutely. And they're also, I forgot to mention this to Pastor, but they're also available when you become a regular giver to Rev Media Network. If you become a regular giver to Rev Media Network and choose any of the levels that we have on the website, there's a giving page, and you will be given those two books free, and we'll ship them to you.
Okay. So let's verse 23 in Luke chapter 19. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury or interest or increase? Banks pay interest or increase. The nobleman who represent Jesus said, well, at least you could have just put it into the bank. Because Jesus is interested in increase. He must be interested in us having an increase, or he wouldn't have given them a city for every pound that they gained or increased. Verse 24 and 25. And he said unto them that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. That sounds like a whole lot of people in the political scene today.
Keep going, Pastor.
All right. So why didn't he give it to the one that gained 5 pounds? Here's the point that Jesus is making. The one that works his system the best is the one that gets what the man that walks in fear loses. And they were shocked that he gave it to the one that had the most increase. The disciples needed their minds renewed in this area, and so do many Christians. Remember, this parable was about God's servants spoken to God's servants. The disciples needed to understand that the kingdom way of talking and doing things is different from the world. They had a Robin Hood mentality that they had to get rid of, because that is just a counterfeit way of thinking that originated from Satan.
Amen.
Jesus revealed his kingdom way of thinking to his servants. Stealing from the rich and giving to the poor is still stealing. The word stealing in there is the key. That Robin Hood mentality has always been from the enemy, and it always will be. Jesus has a different way of thinking, and he revealed his kingdom way of thinking to his servants. Verse 26, for I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath, shall be taken away from him. This is one of the principles of the kingdom of God, that God's people are to know and to understand, but it is supposed to be a mystery to the ungodly. Let me just read Matthew 13, 10 through 13. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He, Jesus, answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. So we don't want to think like the lost and miss out on the end time wealth transfer. Jesus wants you to invest in the kingdom of God, and he guarantees you a great increase and no chance of a loss, for the kingdom is good ground. No other earthly endeavor can make a promise like that. Matthew 13:8, but other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Matthew 6:20, but lay up for yourselves, look at that, lay up for who? Yourselves. Treasures in heaven, where moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. So even servants of God who walk in fear are going to lose what Jesus is offering them, and it will go to the one who will walk in faith and believe for the increase. This is a principle that God's put into the earth. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to make an earthly investment. You're going to need those as you receive the supernatural increase or gain by trading from working this principle. Let me explain it in detail. Let's look at verse 26 again. For I say unto you, that unto every one which hath shall be given, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. Well, how can someone who hath not have something taken away? What we have or have not is increase. That is what Jesus was talking about. What he wanted us to know was this, or what he wanted to know from each man, each servant, was how much did you gain by trading? In other words, Jesus will ask us, how much increase did we let him give us by investing in the kingdom of God? In the way we talk today, the principle would be stated like this. Everyone that has increased through investing in the kingdom will be given more, and it will come from the ones who had no increase from God, and what they were afraid to invest will go into the hands of those who know what to do to generate increase for themselves so they could advance the kingdom of God. And I believe in these last days, the manifestation of this mystery that was talked about will take less time to produce fruit. That means the time between sowing a seed and reaping a harvest will take less time. And as we obey God, we'll be able to accomplish in a short time what used to take much longer. As we partner with God, take dominion over time, we can accomplish in 1 year what seems to the natural mind to take 10 years. It's not too late for your dreams to come true. The devil is a liar. He's saying to you, well, by the time you've reached your age, it's too late. I want you to know the revelation of Amos 9:13 that we're going to be talking about overrides the information of how old you are. Let's read Amos 9:13. Because it's not too late for your dreams to come true. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord. And I believe those days are now here, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. And so I believe the days have come when the harvester comes right on the heels of the sower as we take dominion over time by faith. The plowman is making ready for new seeds right on the heels of the reaper. Praise God. So now is not the time to quit. Now is not the time to stop your faithfulness. Don't stop being faithful. Don't think you're too old for your dreams to come true. Realize that God has dominion over time, and by faith, so do you. Continue to dream big dreams. Now is not the time to quit, but to go forward with renewed faith, for God has made a way for you to still fulfill your kingdom destiny. The devil can't stop you. The only thing can stop you is the words that come out of your mouth. Your revelation over dominion over time, like I said, it beats his information of your age every single time. Keep looking at what you're going to, not what you're going through. Continue to be faithful right where you are. Sow more seeds than ever before. Don't quit, and the victory is automatically yours. The only way you can lose is if you quit. Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. Praise the Lord. And that's the principle I wanted to share today on the end-time wealth transfer. Brother David, do we have time for prayer?
Yes, we do. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's pray together. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree on earth with the listeners, according to Matthew 8:19. And I say that their dream shall come true in Jesus' name. I bring it to their remembrance by faith through the Spirit of God, as Jacob said to Joseph, what is this dream that thou hast dreamed? And Father, I ask that you would illuminate it to them and know there's still time. If they'll put their hands to what they know to do, you'll do what they don't know to do. If they'll do the possible, you'll do the impossible. If they'll do the natural, you'll do the supernatural. If they do what they can, you will do what they can. I declare it, decree it, establish it on the earth in Jesus' name. And I'll call forth their kingdom destiny to manifest into this three-dimensional world in the name of Jesus. I will, by faith, lay hold of Amos 9:13. We take dominion over time, and we say the harvests are coming so fast that they'll have the resources to do everything that you put in their heart to do, because they're not going to quit. I thank you, Lord, for fulfilling every dream, and I thank you that their destiny already is accomplished in the spirit realm, and we call it forth in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. We call forth in all the resources and all the increase from what we've sown into the kingdom of God, and we lay hold of the spoil of that which people have given up through fear. We say that we want it, and we'll put it to work for the kingdom of God. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to have increase by investing and gaining through trading that it will please you. And we give you thanks for it. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. I'm just trying to get some of the audio going. I'm just going to try a new thing to get some commercials in and stuff. But, Pastor, what do you think about all the stuff that's happening out there in the economy with them trying to take trying to make it an even playing field?
That'll never work. It's never worked throughout history. Every time anyone's tried it, it's failed.
I know it's in you. Go ahead and explain.
And, what we see before us is the world system is crumbling. It's destined to crumble because anything that's not of God is not going to last. Now, we have the right system, at least our country started out with it, given to us by God. You can find the separation of powers and of course, this principle that Jesus taught in Luke 19. But you know what? If we try to ignore God, if we try to take God out of it, capitalism also will fail, because nothing without God can stand. Without God, we can't even take our next breath. And so we're going to have to put a yield to God. The nation whose God is God is going to prosper. So people try to vote their pocketbook based on this and that. But really, we should vote based on righteousness. Who serves God? Who thinks like God thinks? And then, as we serve God, our nation is going to be blessed, and everyone's standard of living is going to go up. That's why our standard of living in this nation has always been far above everyone else. That's why people try and clamor and have a way they could get into this country, because it was founded upon the biblical principles and dedicated to God, and that's why we have prospered. And so if we want to, in your life, you can prosper by working kingdom principles. And it won't matter what the economy is. It won't matter who's in office. It won't matter what the stock market's doing. It won't matter what the price of oil is. It won't matter on any circumstances, because these principles work. And if we'll walk according to the kingdom of God, release our faith and gain by trading, invest in the kingdom of God, we are going to prosper. They can't tax us enough to keep us from prospering, for the blessings of God will overtake us, and we'll start reaping all the harvest and all the increase that come from people who are afraid to do it according to the kingdom principles. And we will be blessed and stand out on the earth and have plenty of resources to be a blessing and fulfill our kingdom destiny.
Amen.